to Tasmania, and parts of the state's rock lobster fishing industry have been shut down just hours after the commercial season opened due to concerns about antibiotics being used at nearby salmon farms. The two affected zones are within 3 kilometres of salmon farms. But this closure isn't because of concerns around Tasmanians eating contaminated lobster. It's due to China's strict rules, which include no traces of antibiotics in imported rock lobsters. Peter George is independent MP for the state seat of Franklin in Tasmania and joins me now. Why this sudden move, this change to the opening of the rock lobster fisheries?
Well, there's a bit of a history to this. In very briefly, last summer there were mass mortalities. Well over 1 million fish died. And the first anyone heard about it was when fish fat and flesh was started washing up on people's beaches. The industry is battling warming waters, which are too warm really for raising salmon prolifically. And they have introduced a brand new, with permission from the federal government, they've introduced a brand new antibiotic called fluorphenicol. Now, they started using that as soon as the day after they got permission for doing it. And the problem with that is that with these diseased pens, of course, when you feed antibiotic-laced fish feed to your salmon, you can't contain it within the nets they're in, so it gets washed out. That means that fish consume it, wild fish consume it. So the concern is that within a certain amount of distance, there will be the lobsters will be eating what is left over from pellets and so on as it washes through, and therefore consuming or at least containing residue of antibiotics in them.
And just to be clear, these requirements for imports into China, are they genuine biosecurity rules, or is that anything left over from trade disputes at all?
No, it is that China bans any antibiotic residue in the flesh that comes from, at least from Tasmanian seafood, and presumably from other countries as well. Now, that is simply a requirement. So what you've got is a sort of a two levels of health. Apparently, it's all right for Tasmanians and Australians to eat meat that has got remnants of antibiotics in it, but not good enough for the Chinese consumer.
What's the reaction been from those who are involved in the rock lobster industry, Peter?
Mostly astonishment, some anger, and a great deal of concern from any of the communities who live anywhere near these fish farms. Because, of course, the feeling is now that everything revolves around the multinationally owned salmon farms. But yet the wild fishers, who are told not to fish within 3 kilometres of a diseased pen that's been treated with antibiotics, now the rock lobster fishers, who have been told that they can't use what are fairly prolific grounds, is perplexity and a degree of outrage, to be honest with you. The fish farms down here, the government has already announced that the fish farms don't, or admitted the fish farms don't have their social licence anymore to operate in the way that they do.
What do you think is going to happen in the longer term here?
Well, in the very long term, these fish farms can't go on operating this way. They've either got to get out of our shallow waterways in one way or another. Either they'd have to go out to sea, which is probably fairly impossible. Eventually, they are going to have to move on to land, which is the sort of the move that's happening around the world. In the meantime, what the fish farms should be doing is reducing their stocking densities. I've advocated for as soon as summer comes along, they should be reducing their stocking densities by 50%, because that's why the disease tends to spread so rapidly.
What do you think about the way the Tasmanian government has handled this, Peter?
Honestly, both Labor and Liberal down here are supporters of the fish farms, but that's because, as we saw during the election campaign, they have become very corporatised. They tend to answer to the corporates rather than to the people who elect them. I was elected with a huge majority in Franklin, based on running on people's concerns about the fish farms and trying to rein them in. I got the third highest vote in the state, pretty much based on that. Also, of course, the Macquarie Point Stadium, which continues to be causing controversy. But it is, there is a very, very strong mood against the way that these fish farms operate, because they do it very quietly. They're completely opaque in their operations. And everybody knows that the regulator is not up to the job of actually holding them to account.
Peter, thank you.